And the next time you hear it, you hear it once more to the horizon, to 190 degrees from the zenith. And that time you begin to gain your weakness. And then finally the last sound goes to the east, to the southeast. By that time you're now back at the normal again. But after that experience, they say, you do not want to stay in the same place. You just simply have to leave the place and find some other place. So walk, keep walking until your feeling is left you. Then you could stop and then rest. This is the usual story of our first days of experience. And that is another mystery that people never able to explain what that is. They could not. I personally have heard two people say that, especially one person who is still living today, who have heard such thing when he was just a tiny young boy, probably 6 or 5. And he says exactly the same thing. He says, do you weak? He says, you just can't stand. And it's a terrifying thing. And he says, it was beautiful day. It was in the afternoon, clear sky, but never saw anything. So that was the thing. It has happened within 65 years or 70 years ago. So that's a mystery that our First Nation always reported in their lifetime, which has been passed on to us for generations. The Muskego people cannot explain that. They couldn't explain, not in science way anyway, but they explained there theoretically. They said, what we hear, they say, it's a cause of the meteon, or practice is power, and trying to see the reaction of another human. That is all there is. There's no more explanation. So there were things like that that are experienced by our people. There is another story that I always thought it was very, very interesting to listen. Nothing really fantastic about that. The only thing that I want to remember is that there is something similar to that story. But on our customary, it was a custom that was applied in the real life. It was about our ancient people, our ancestors before the European came, in again in the James Bay area, James Bay Lowland. It was a practice for the people. It's one of their customs. When an elder, either a woman or man, when they became so old, when they turn blind, or when they cannot walk anymore, because they were too old, they turn back into the very useless being. They call that a returning to the childhood, where you need all assistance, whatever you want to do. So that is a time when our ancestors, their customary reaction is, when an elder is sort of holding up the family survival, usually it is him, an elder, if he has a clear conscience, will request that he shall be left behind so the others can live. The women usually happens to that most often because women usually live longer than the men. And there are many times that people have done that. Sometimes they actually left the living person with a very little to eat or to survive with, especially in the winter. And then they left the life to die there so they can go on living. Sometimes it has been requested by such an elder individual for the love of the young people, and it was considered the most honor.